اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Hussein. Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad.
Fine.
Fine. Okay. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 101 in Surah An-Nisa, page 94. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, if you have the Quran with you, please turn to page 94, Ayah 101 of Surah An-Nisa. So, let's start our class by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا.
Great. Nice recitation. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Let me read it. We'll have a short explanation. Then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed rules. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمْ الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. I read it without tajweed rules, okay? Then inshallah we'll practice the tajweed rules. So what does Allah Almighty say? وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you journey in the land, when you travel, okay, around the world, or you have a trip to somewhere, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ. There is no sin upon you, and تقصروا من الصلاة, in shortening the prayers. صلاة القصر, صلاة المسافر, yeah?
Yes.
This ayah talks about صلاة المسافر. إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا. If you fear that the faithless may trouble you, may cause you troubles. إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. Indeed, the faithless are your manifest enemies. Your manifest enemies. So the enemies who are really clear, okay, they are your enemies. Look, this ayah first talks about actually the rule, okay? The rule of Salatul Qasr. Like, you might have heard, we have a rule called Salatul Musafir, yes?
Yes.
Qasr Salat is this way, that the prayers which are four rak'at, which have include four rak'at, so they will be performed
two rak'at.
Okay, this the third rak'at and the fourth rak'at, okay, will not be
included.
Will not, you will not perform them. So the, like the same as morning prayer.
Yes.
So the Salat al-Maghrib will be the same, third, like three rakat, okay? We'll have three rakat. Salat al-Fajr will have the two rakat, but Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha will be shortened to
two rakat.
And the Niyyah is also changed. You intend this way, I do the two rakat of Asr prayer as Qasr, for example. Yeah?
Yes.
Qurbatan ila Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes? That's the way. So, but inshallah, we will learn that in the next verses, okay? We'll learn that whenever you are back to your hometown or wherever you are staying somewhere for 10 days or more than 10 days, okay? So here you must perform the complete salat, okay? There will be no qasr. All right? First, in the early Islam, the rule was for those who fear, okay? For those who fear the enemies. If they, for example, perform a complete salat, it takes a bit of time, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So they might fear the enemies, okay? So you could shorten it. There was no sin if you shortened it, okay? But then this rule became obligatory upon Muslims for the travelers, yeah. But this point as well, we should remember the last point, that we can never leave our salah, okay? Because I'm traveling. We have seen a lot of people, okay? They're traveling, unfortunately. For example, you go from this city to the other city, okay? See, like, the bus stops, okay, for the morning prayer. But you still see some people don't care. If you ask them, well, I'm traveling. Look, I'm tired, so I'm traveling. At least Allah Almighty should be that kind, okay? Allah Almighty is kind, He will forgive us. We should tell them, Allah Almighty is okay, forgiving. But at the same time, if Allah Almighty has told you that you have to do the prayers, no matter you're on travel, on trip, at home, you have to do. Look, Allah Almighty says you should do. But how? Change the formation, okay? But you must do it. Allah Almighty does not say whenever... وَإِذَا طَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ don't do the prayer.
So is there any situation where namaz no is way. Not wajib?
No. Every like situation.
Any situation?
No situation.
Like even
Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the battlefield. Alright, that's all about tafsir points, okay, that we mentioned. But inshallah, the ahkam, okay, the rulings on how to do the prayers or certain rules are there, okay? Then inshallah, you should refer to the ahkams, the Islamic rulings, tawdih al-masail of your own marja', and also refer to the tafsir books.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Okay, Hassan?
Yes.
Ready to go to the Tajweed rules?
Yes.
Inshallah. We'll mention some important ones and then we'll move on to the recitation. وَإِذَا ضَارَبْتُمْ ضَارَ They are heavy letters. ضَارَبْتُمْ The letter ba is pronounced with an echoing sound. وَإِذَا ذَال is pronounced correctly. You should, pronounce it correctly, okay? If you read it, وَإِذَا The same as zal, ze, za, okay? The letter za, it's wrong. Wa iza zarabtum. This changes to a Persian reading while yes. It's Arabic.
Yeah.
So you should pay attention. Wa iza darabtum fil ardi. Arzi, no, ardi. Arz means it has another meaning. Ard has another meaning.
Yes.
Wa iza darabtum fil ardi. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا جُنَاحٌ There is a tanween, but there is no rule applied. أَن تَقْصُرُوا It's, there is a rule, okay, that says you should hide the sound of
نون
نون ساكين
يخفى.
Okay, Hassan, how do you do this? Hide the sound of نون أَن تَقْصُرُوا Hide it, read it
أَن تَقْصُرُوا
أحسن أَن تَقْصُرُوا ما شاء الله Hussein Next, the letter Qaf appears Sakin. So if the letter qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal, if they appear sakin, what do you do?
Verser.
Taqo, suru.
Yeah,
qalqala. Qalqala, you echo the sound of the qaf. Taqo, suru. Read it.
Taqsuru.
Ahsan. While qaf is also a heavy letter. Taqo, taqo, heavily. Taqo, suru. من الصلاوات no من الصلاات okay من الصلاات the baby alif on the top of a waw is pronounced with an ah sound it's not waw it's just a base for the alif in khiftum no changes an yaftinakum aha Fawad tells us say an yaftinakum what rule is applied
here merging is applied which means idgham
idgham do it
أَيَّفْتِنَكُمْ
Okay. أَيَّفْتِنَ Instead of أَنْيَفْتِنَ أَيَّفْتِنَ Merge it. This is called idgham. And also remember that you produce a nasal sound and also extend the sound.
For two beats.
Yes, for two beats. أَيَّفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Next one. إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ نُن مُشَدَّد always مِن مُشَدَّد always okay extend the sound of them
and produce a nasal sound
alright a nasal sound إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًا مُبِينَ changes to عَدُو
وَمْ
مُبِينَ the tanwin is merged with to the meme عَدُوًا مُبِينَ so ready to recite after me yes. we mentioned the tajweed rules let's read with the tajweed rules بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ
وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ
فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا
فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا
So I heard someone say in khiftum hit like with a hidden nun sound. Well, it's not correct, okay? Hidden sound no. You don't apply any rule with the letter hamza ha ha kha ain ghain. Yes? You change nothing. You just read the nun as it is. So, inshallah next time he will not repeat it.
إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio that's it from us for today Inshallah. In the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevilla International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان